is that time that we look to the studio wall and we knock three times.
Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Dial up the bride-to-be over there at 95.9 The Ranch. Let's get all to Al.
95.9 The Ranch, good morning.
We're here for daylight. But good morning, it's Al on the ranch. Sound of Texas.
Good morning.
There you go.
KB and Heather Lee over there at Hank FM. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Oh, just doing a radio show, you know, not on HD maybe, but
no.
Radio.
We're influencers. Is that what that means?
I tell you what.
I don't know what that means.
That's how it's done. 6-7.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. How about RSVP? Can we swerve them into that?
That's what we want. Letters. RSVP.
Yes.
The wedding is right around the corner, sir.
It is so, 11 days?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if I want to hear that.
Well, it was a good time to make a swim one more time through northern Oklahoma and see the Kansan contingent. It was a great weekend, though. It was cold.
So cold. So I did not know it was going to be, like, sub-freezing for 3 days in a row up north.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of a winter getaway, it's usually northern Oklahoma.
No.
Right.
It's lovely this time of year.
She's a lucky girl.
With her family there, I thought it would maybe be one final test, but I still, and I guess it's not going to happen, expected, you know, Stan the man, the dad, and your brother, you know, corral me and just give me the what for one more time.
I actually have a lot of listeners asking if they've put you through the ringer, and maybe it's happening not in front of me, but I don't know. Are they pulling you aside and torturing you?
In fact, they're actually being way too supportive and nice about the whole thing.
I don't know. I think taking you out shooting on Thanksgiving is
kind of
literally trial by fire.
I guess if I survived that, then that literally means I survived.
You survived the kids' pageant this weekend.
Oh, there was a pageant?
Oh, it was a Christmas pageant. It was adorable.
It really was so
cute. Oh, I was thinking Miss Wichita was back in action.
So we had donkeys, we had angels, we had Mary, we had baby Jesus. It was that kind of pageant. And it was great. They did great.
All the who's in Whoville were out there in whatever small town that has like 5.5 people in it. It was amazing. All right. But we've got other things. I mean, this week, evidently, the mass moving event is happening.
Every time a move comes, I think, Elle, you could have prepared better for this. This may be the worst prepared move I have ever encountered ever in my whole life. And we have to do it in, you know, not very much time.
72 hours or something like that.
So
by, it's going to be.
But Friday?
Yeah, well, you know.
Thursday's the party.
There's Lisa Gray. And then there's somebody's white elephant gift may be some of the stuff that we don't get moved.
That's fantastic.
Apartment right there.
Although
your stuff is way better than my stuff. And as we combine stuff, I'm boxing my pots and pans that probably are coated with some sort of rayon
cancer
Chernobyl type device.
Does anybody want KB's stuff? No more coated pans in our home.
I did think that we could rig the whole white elephant gift exchange this year at the corporate party.
Say more. How are we going to rig it?
Well, I don't know. You see those couples that show up at bridge tournaments and they just know, and then that's how they do it. And then there you go. We're going to give each other signals and stuff. What we want.
Yeah, so you trade it, and then it's out, and it's done.
Which is obviously the giant double-sized tortilla blanket. That is what's on my list. Better exist.
For when you're sleeping on the couch.
It turns out, as opposed to what some people think, it is real, and it is happening 11 days away.
Ooh, you know, it was so beautiful checking out, once again, River Ranch Stockyards.
Yeah.
Last week, it looks so beautiful and Christmassy. It's like if Christmas meets Fort Worth. It's just absolutely perfect. So it's good. That we've got that taken care of. That's gonna be fine.
I know, it's gorgeous. I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm surprised they let us in there, but kudos to them for having faith.
They are a little bit confused about the jalapeno poppers that Hank Fan Barbecue James wants to bring.
Yeah,
yeah.
That need an actually clearance.
Yeah, we did talk menu and. The listener supplemented food was a little confusing to them.
It was a confusing thing. But we're going to have macaroni and cheese bites, so everything's going to be great.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh.
Everything's
you eat it standing up, it has no fat or calories.
There you go. So make a place for yourself by RSVPing. You can do that at 921HankFM.com.
Or 959TheRanch.com.
Absolutely. It's the Love on the Air Morning Show Marriage. That's what they're calling it, Heather Lee.
I love
it. Even on the HD stations that they're launching.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's big news.
December 27th, we hope to see you at River Ranch Stockyards. Also, big shout out to our friends at Babe Bridal Boutique in Weatherford. Beautiful experience looking for a dress. I think we've got one, and so that's all squared away.
Very good. And I got the Tux, Tuxedo Outlet in South Fort Worth. Our buddies DJ Clue going to be doing what out there, Heather?
Ficky, ficky, ficky.
That's exactly it. Troy Vincent Jewelers, Saving Memories Photography. We want you to be there. RSVP.